Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rena Shanawani is here. Rena has been with us before. She's becoming a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the Executive Director for Women's Business, Women's Center for Entrepreneurship. And as you know, I've got a long history of talking with folks who do what Rena does, and you know, on many different levels. Whatever we can do to help women put their best foot forward in the marketplace, we are all over that. Rena Shanawani, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. So tell us what's going on, and how are things going in as we're transitioning from mid-pandemic to post-pandemic. I think we can say that now with the millions of people having been vaccinated, the cases seem to be dying down, the new vaccines are coming on and becoming approved and getting in the marketplace. I think we can say that we're transitioning from mid to post-pandemic. What do you think?
I sincerely hope you're right. I am optimistic. It's the variants that throw a wrench in it, but who knows? Maybe those vaccines will take care of all of it.
So talk to us about what are you finding for the women out there in business who own businesses and are dealing with everything? What are you finding their experiences are?
So a lot of them have already gone through the first round of applying for different financial packages that the government is
right.
Rolling out slowly.
The Paycheck Protection Program, 1 and 2, the EIDL loans, EIDL grants, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So now in round 2, we're seeing that a lot of our micro-entrepreneur clients are more prepared, and things are definitely going better. And what's really great is that the government is actually improving the whole package in favor of micro-entrepreneurs. Every time the vast majority of people come back with feedback or with requests, they are improving the iterations to help micro businesses. So they've put set asides for people, and we are here to help with any of those services that they need to help get themselves ready to apply.
So tell us about that. Now, these are new, right? These are targeted new programs that are parallel to the Paycheck Protection Program and the EIDL grants and loans, right?
So there is EIDL and PPP one more time, but they have improved and made it easier for sole proprietors and independent contractors, self-employed individuals especially. They have been prioritized. All the micro-businesses have been prioritized. In fact, what they're doing right now is there's a window of time where only micro-businesses with 20 employees or less are able to apply before it's going to open up to the bigger businesses, which is in big contrast to the first round. The first round, it was, they opened it up to everybody, the giant businesses who had the army of employees
right.
to file the paperwork for them, they got it first. They grabbed it all first.
Right.
Now it's the opposite. Now they're prioritizing it for the solopreneurs and for the micro businesses first. They said, you guys get the first bit, and then we're going to open it up to everyone else.
Well, that's really good. How is the targeting though? As micro businesses, is there any extra emphasis on minorities, on women, anything like that?
Yes. So there's a $1 billion set aside for businesses that have only one employee, which is 73% of businesses out there. It's one employee. It's just them.
It's just them,
and
right? We call them the charmed quirk. They're the nucleus businesses. There's just one of them, right?
Just one of them. So that's the majority of businesses that are out there, and it's very tough for them.
Right.
A lot of times they haven't had all this paperwork ready, and so there's a set aside of $1 billion for specifically for those employees and specifically in low to moderate income areas.
Did they change the parameters in the first round? If you were unincorporated and you weren't profitable in 2019, you weren't eligible for PPP. Did they change that in the new round?
So no, you still have to be profitable. You still have to have made a profit, because that's what they're basing it on. What they're doing is they're seeing how much did you make in a certain period of time. They take that number and then they're basing it on that.
That's unfortunate, Rena, because you and I both know in any given year a company can be viable, but technically, from an IRS standpoint, not have lost money. They could have lost $5 on the way to hiring their first employee next year. You know what I mean? I think that's a technicality that they should have addressed. I personally know people who needed the money and weren't able to get it because of that technicality.
I had one client who built her business, and it was increasing multiply for the few years. And then this one year, she took all that money and invested it into the business, so it showed a loss. And it just happened to be when the pandemic hit, so she didn't qualify. But what is good is that if that's the case, then you qualify for the pandemic unemployment assistance, which they also just reinstated. And before the pandemic, if you owned a business, you were not eligible for unemployment, right? Because you were not an employee. Now they are considering solopreneurs as being qualified for unemployment assistance, and so you're able to get that weekly check. Right. And we can help with that as well. The Women's Center for Entrepreneurship can help anyone, whether it's women or men, with all of these types of issues. We're getting weekly entrepreneurs.
Where can they go locally? Anywhere in flyover America, where would they go to get this kind of help if they either can't get to you, or there's too many folks coming to you? Is there someplace else they can go? Can they go to an SBDC locally to get help with that, or what do you think?
Absolutely. So we're doing all of our services virtually, so we can help virtually, We have our sister organizations and brother organizations all over the country. If you go to SBA.gov and then you look at local assistance, there's a drop-down menu. You can stick in your zip code and you can see all the different
SBA.gov, folks. Check it out. You find out where you can get some help and get some of this special help, some of this targeted help that should have already been happening, but thank goodness happening now. Rena Chanawani and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to get her to tell us about an upcoming webinar you're not going to want to miss after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.